Let's head across to Melbourne now because that's where the Perth Glory are and they've had a training run today. They take on Melbourne City, 2 o'clock our time tomorrow at Amy Park. And Kenny Lowe, their coach, joins us right now, or their manager, should I say. Kenny, appreciate your time.
Evening, Tim. How are you?
Going well, mate. I saw your press conference yesterday. Can I just say off the top, you looked a bit testy, Kenny. It's been a tough week.
Yeah, I'm normally quite chirpy. Maybe I've had a little bit of a bad day at the office, you know what I mean? And maybe took it out on a few people.
But, that's all right.
Normally I'm a nice chap.
You are. I used the word on the telly last night, the normally affable Kenny Lowe.
Yeah, the wife doesn't think so, but most people do.
Can I just ask you, I don't want to harp on it, can you just tell us about the week in general? I mean, is it hard for you to, I know your job is to get the team up to play, but they're your boys and that's all around you and it's hard not to avoid it. Did you avoid it and how do you focus on your job?
No, you front it full on.
Yeah.
But what you do is you do it in your own way, in your own manner, and in your own environment. You don't involve other people in that. And
sure.
I think there's a lot of respect. It's a two-way street amongst myself. I believe in the players. I really believe that. And I think I've also got to honour that as well, you know. So
yep.
We're all, if you want to call it, we're all in the trenches together. And we've got to look after each other. But it doesn't mean that if you do wrong that you just it gets pushed into the carpet, and it certainly hasn't been.
Mm.
And it was met full on internally and dealt with internally, and unfortunately that's where it stays internally. And we move on and get on with the big things that we're doing quite well with is playing the football.
Yeah, exactly right. And one man who has to come out of the trenches and put his head up, and he's done so well so far, is Andy Keogh. What are you expecting from him?
Oh, he's angry, I think, now. He's probably he's fired up. So nothing less than 3 goals.
Very good, nice answer. But you deal with these boys every day. Can you look at him and think he's in one of those moods? He might take it out on Melbourne City tomorrow.
Yeah, I think our boys are always in the moods to take it out with anybody. They're all professional. They all go about it in the right manner, and I'm sure tomorrow we'll do exactly the same thing, and it'll be fantastic to come away with a win.
Mm. Dino Djulbic has re-signed with the club for 2 more weeks. It's been put out by the Perth Glory on social media. That's great news, and again, give surety to the team and going forward 2 more years.
Yeah, I think so. Dino's a Perth boy. He's come back after being abroad. He's played at a good level. Very passionate, a great character. And again, for him to want to stay as well when he's got offers from abroad and also in the A-League is a big coup for the club.
Have you signed your contract yet? I declared it last week on this very show that you're about to agree to terms, or you'd agree to terms. Have you signed yours?
Yeah, that's all sorted now, Tim, yeah.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I think everyone at the club seems to be happy. We've come a long way in a short time. Obviously, there's a hell of a lot of development still left in everybody. But it's just hopefully the start of a long and fruitful journey.
Very much so. What are the conditions like in Melbourne for tomorrow? And today's training run, was that basically once you land, you just go and stretch your legs and just...
Yeah, we'll do an hour's session. We just finished an hour's session. Touch of the ball, probably some tactical stuff that we did, and then work through our set players. And then boys are just heading... We're on the bus now heading back to the hotel for dinner.
Mm. And what do you make of Melbourne City, mate? Where are they at as a unit?
Oh, they're a dangerous team. They've got some fantastic players. Obviously, they had some bad news with Damien Duff being ruled out, who's a fantastic player. So that's a good thing for us. But they've still got some real ammunition. They've got Josh Kennedy, who's come in. They've got Robert Corran. You know, they've got some really, really top-notch quality players. So it'll be a tough game like all the A-League games are at the moment.
Yeah, there's no easy ones. There's no doubt about that. So for all the Glory fans who are listening, who will be watching it on the telly or listening wherever online, what's in store for them tomorrow when you look at your team and think, what are we going to dish up?
Oh, we've got to go for a win, Tim. We've got to go and try and, you know, we've got 10 games left. We've got to go and try and win as many games as we can now to stay where we are. That's the big driver. I think the team themselves, we've worked ever so hard to get here. To be where we are, and I think it would be remiss of us not to work even harder to stay where we are. So I think that's the big driver for all the boys. They're fired up, they're focused. I'm certainly a part of that and believe in that, so fingers crossed we can do it.
Not that it really matters, but I prefer the happy Kenny than the grumpy Kenny, I must say.
Yeah, that's what the boys in the office at the club said. They actually give me a little slap on the wrist for being a pain in the arse, but sometimes you've got to be like that, you know. It's not nice and it's not me, but I guess sometimes allowed one grumpy day, yeah, if you know
absolutely,
what I mean.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nah, no, mate, we all move on, and let's hope the boys move on with a win tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Tim, top man. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, good man. Kenny Lowe, the Perth Glory manager. And there it is there. And there, by his own admission, he didn't have a great day at the press conference yesterday.
No. Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic that he said, I just had a bad day. Mm. Because I have gone over that interview with a fine-tooth comb, and there was nothing antagonistic in the line of questioning.
Of course not, no.
He just was in a mood. He was covering his players. He was supporting his players, which every manager and coach would do.
That's right.
But in that environment, it's not the right environment when you're being quoted and you're being recorded. Mm. It didn't look good, and it's not Kenny Lowe.
No.
But you know what?
What's that?
I think that's fantastic that he would come out and say, yep, I've got a bit of a smack on the wrist. But we all move on, and we all do, because I can tell you, the media in this town love Kenny Lowe.
Yeah.
Okay. He has just been absolutely brilliant. So I think that, hats off to him for admitting that, and we really appreciate him taking our call. So there are Glory fans. They're going for the win. He said that Andy Keogh was in a bad mood and would probably score three goals. Ooh. They're going for wins. There's 10 games to go. The group is united, and everyone is happy. So that is good news, and let's hope the Adelaide outfit was just a bad day for the club.